Prediabetes is known to be a risk factor for major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events, but its impact on atrial fibrillation patients had not been thoroughly investigated. With this research, we aimed to explore the connection between the prediabetes and major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events in patients with atrial fibrillation. For our research, we queried the National Inpatient Sample Database 2019 and identified hospitalizations related to atrial fibrillation. Then we categorized these AF-related hospitalizations into two groups with and without prediabetes after excluding individuals with diabetes. The primary outcome of interest was the occurrence of major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events, which encompassed all-cause inpatient mortality, cardiac arrest including ventricular fibrillation, and stroke in atrial fibrillation-related hospitalizations. Our study revealed that out of 2.9 million AF-related hospitalizations for major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events, around 47,505 patients had prediabetes. The prediabetes group tended to be younger, more often male, and included a higher percentage of Black, Hispanics, and Asian individuals compared to the non-prediabetic group. The prediabetic group also had higher rates of various comorbidities such as hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity compared to the non-prediabetic group. After adjusting for baseline characteristics and comorbidities, the prediabetes group with AF admissions showed a significantly higher rates and odds of experiencing major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events compared to the non-prediabetic group. Subgroup analysis further revealed that males, Hispanic, and Asians had stronger associations with MACE in the presence of prediabetes. These findings highlight a significant link between the prediabetes and major adverse cardiovascular and cerebrovascular events in AF patients, emphasizing the importance of actively screening and managing prediabetes in this population to reduce the occurrence of these adverse events.